我不需要在这里介绍我们的江弟兄。
I don't think I need to introduce our brother Stephen Kong.
我们都认识我们的弟兄在主的手中处事被主大用的仆人。
We all know how our brother has been greatly used by our Lord.
我们感谢主，今天晚上他差遣我们的仆人，他的仆人来到我们当中。
We thank our Lord for sending His servant to our midst this evening.
我想我们就好像哥尼流所像彼得所说的，我们今天都在这里，在神的面前。
As Cornelius said to Peter, we have all gathered here tonight.
我们要来听主吩咐我们弟兄要向我们所说的话。
We want to hear the word through our brother.
就把时间交给我们的江弟兄。
We'll give our time to Brother Kong.
I do thank the Lord for the privilege of being with you brothers and sisters tonight.
感谢主给我恩典能够与弟兄姊妹们今天晚上在一起。
As I waited before the Lord for this time,
当我在主的面前等候的时候，
I felt led to share with your brothers and sisters on something special.
我觉得主要我跟弟兄姊妹们分享一些特别的事。
And that is the Lord's temptation.
那就是主的试探。
So will you please turn to Matthew chapter 4.
所以请我们一同打开马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
We'll read the first four verses.
我们读头四节。
I'll read it in English and then my brother will do it in Chinese.
我们先用英文，然后我们再用中文读。
Then Jesus was carried up into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he hungered. And the tempter coming up to him said, If thou be Son of God, speak, that these stones may become loaves of bread. But he answering said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out.
马太福音第四章第一节，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
We are not so much to be occupied tonight with the Lord's temptation itself.
我们今天晚上不是单要看主的试探的本身。
But we will see that the Lord Jesus,
我们来是要来看主耶稣。
Who is the Son of Man?
他是人子。
As the representative of a new mankind.
他是人类新人类的代表。
How he was tempted in all things.
他怎样在凡事上受试探。
And how he endured and overcame.
他怎样忍受，怎样得胜。
And in the same way, we who are in him.
我们在他的里面。
We too will be tempted likewise.
我们一样的也会受试探。
And yet by his life and grace, we shall overcome.
当然靠着他的生命和恩典，我们也要得胜。
We know that Adam, being the first man, he was tempted in the Garden of Eden.
我们知道头一个人亚当，他在伊甸园里受试探。
And when he was tempted,
当他受试探的时候，他就失败了。
And then all who are in Adam were tempted and failed.
凡在亚当里面的受了试探，也就失败了。
But now we have Christ, the second man.
但是现在我们有了第二个人，就是基督。
And when Christ was tempted, he endured and overcame.
当基督受试探的时候，他就忍受而且得胜。
So all who are in Christ,
所以凡是在基督里面的
may be tempted, but we are sure of victory.
都可能会受试探，但是我们都可以得胜。
And this is something that we would like to share these few times.
这就是我要与弟兄姊妹们所分享的。
We know that temptation comes from the tempter.
我们知道试探是从那试探者来的。
And in Matthew chapter 4 verse 3 it says the tempter.
在马太福音第四章第三节那里说那试探人的。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5 it says the tempter.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第五节也说到呢试探人的。
So we know the devil, Satan, is a tempter.
所以我们知道撒旦就是呢试探人的。
And he is the one who tempts men.
他是呢试探人的。
And the motive of his temptation is to draw us away from God into sin.
他试探人的动机来是要把人从神那里带走转到罪的那地方。
So in James it says, when we are tempted, do not say that we are tempted by God.
所以在雅各书那里说我们若受试探我们不能说我们是受神所试探。
Because God cannot be tempted by evil.
因为神不能够被那恶者试探。
And he never tempts anybody.
他也不试探人。
He is good.
他是善的。
And temptation is to draw us into evil.
试探乃是要把我们带到罪恶里面。
Therefore, temptation never comes from God.
所以试探不是从神来的。
It comes from that tempter.
乃是从那试探人的来的。
And he tempts man in order that we may fall into sin.
他试探我们叫我们落到罪里面
that we may rebel against God
叫我们反抗神
and we may follow his footsteps
我们就跟随那恶者
and that's where temptations come from
那就是试探的来源
in James it is said
在雅各书了你说
when we are tempted
当我们受试探的时候
then our lust is being stirred up
我们的情欲就被加起来
and because of that we fall into sin
因为这样我们就落到最终
you know there is a difference between desire and lust
你知道我们的愿望跟我们的情欲有不同的地方
in Chinese it is very interesting
在中文就比较有兴趣
you know in Chinese the word desire is a wish of the heart
在中文里面愿望就是说到我们的心愿
欲 you find a desire above and a heart below
就是我们有心要带着一些事情
in other words it is the desire of the heart
那就是说我们心里所愿意有的
see when God created us
当神创造我们的时候
He created us with certain desires.
他就在我们心里放一些的心愿。
These desires are for our preservation.
这就是我们能够保存自己的。
And also, for us to fulfill God's purpose of creating us.
也叫我们能够满足神创造人类的目的。
These desires are legitimate.
这些的愿望是正确的。
For instance, eating.
比方说吃东西
we all have the desire to eat
我们都有吃东西的欲望
Now that's created by God
这是神所创造的
Nothing wrong with eating
这个是没有错的
And we have to eat in order to live
我们也必须要 吃才可以活
That is desire of the heart
这是我们的心里的欲望
But when that desire of the heart is drawn inBeyond measure.
但是当这个欲望被带到超乎该有的范围的时候
out of boundary, out of limits,
就是超出范围的时候
then it becomes a lust.
那就变成一个欲望
You should eat, that is a desire.
我们需要吃这是一个心愿
But to be gluttony, that is a lust.
但是贪吃就是一个情欲
then it becomes a lust
就变成了一个情欲
so you find in Chinese the lust is 私欲
所以中文应该是翻色欲
there is a desire of the heart
我们的心里是应该有一个愿望
but before the desire it puts 私 it means selfish
但是假如我们把自私放在里面的时候就变成色欲
it is a selfish desire
这是一个私欲
not for the sake of preservation or for the sake of fulfillment
不是为了满足或者需要保存我们自己。
It is for the sake of self-exaltation, self-gratification.
乃是要满足自己，告慰自己。
And that becomes a lust.
这就变成一个私欲。
And lust is illegitimate.
这是不对的。
And lust produces sin.
私欲就带进了罪。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
So you find that as human beings,
所以你就看见人类
we all have desires.
我们都有欲望
and there are a number of different desires.
我们都有不同的欲望
and it's perfectly legitimate.
这就是正确的
but the important thing is,
但是重要的是
that we do not allow desires to be overdeveloped.
我们不要让这些的欲望太过的发展
but out of boundary.
超出界限
and become all for ourselves.Purpose.
就变成了单是为我们的自己
Instead of fulfilling the purpose of God
不是为了满足神的目的
We try to fulfill our own selves
我们乃是要满足我们的自己
And that is something that a tempter tried to draw out from us
这就是呢试探人所要从我们里面得走的
But we do thank our Lord Jesus
但是我们感谢主
You know our Lord Jesus He is God
我们的主他是神
But he came into this world to be a man
但是他来这个世界来成为人
He is a perfect man
他是一个完全的人
He too has desires
他也有欲望
He has the desire to eat
他也有吃的欲望
He has the desire to rest
他也有休息的欲望
He has all those human desires
他有所有人的欲望
But even so
但是虽然如此
You find that his desires is always under control
你就会发觉他的欲望都是有节制的
He always lays his desires at the feet of his heavenly father
他把他的欲望都放在他天父的脚前
Therefore you find when the tempter tried to tempt him
所以当呢试探人的要来试探他的时候
His desire is never developed into lust
他的欲望就不会变成私欲。
Therefore, you find our Lord Jesus is the only one who is sinless, perfect.
所以你就发觉为什么我们的主是唯一没有罪的。
He endured all temptations and he overcame them all.
他忍受了一切的试探，而且得胜。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We who are in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里。
We too will be tempted.
我们也会受试探。
You know, God has not promised us believers that we will never be tempted.
神没有应许我们相信他的人不会受试探。
We will be tempted on this earth.
我们在世上是会受试探的。
But we thank God because Christ has overcome all temptations.
但是我们感谢神基督已经胜过一切的试探。
And we are in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督耶稣里。
And the life of Christ is in us.
基督的生命在我们的里面。
And that life once upon a time had overcome all temptations.
这一个生命曾经得胜过所有的试探。
Therefore, with that life in us, we too shall overcome.
所以我们有这个生命在我们的里面，我们也要得胜。
And we will glorify God.
我们要荣耀神。
Now it is true. Knowing our own frailty.
我们知道，我们知道，知道我们的自己。
We know our weaknesses.
我们知道我们的软弱。
Therefore, we should pray. Lead us not into temptation.
所以我们要祷告，求主不我们，让我们不要受试探。
We know that in the so-called Lord's Prayer.
在主祷文里面。
The Lord teaches us how to pray.
主教导我们怎样祷告。
And in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Lead us not into temptation."
那里说的叫我们不受试探。
And we should pray that prayer.
我们需要这样的祷告。
You know, oftentimes we forget to pray that prayer.
很多时候我们就忘记这样的祷告。
And somehow we fall into unnecessary temptations.
我们就受不需要有的试探。
And we are too self-confident.
我们太过自信。
And therefore we are tempted beyond our measure.
所以我们就被试探过于我们所能受的。
So every day I pray that prayer.
所以每一天我都祷告这样。
Knowing my weakness.
知道我的软弱。
I ask God not to lead me into temptation.
我叫神叫我免受试探。
If possible, let no temptation comes my way.
如果可以的话，让试探不要临到我。
We should pray that prayer.
我们需要这样的祷告。
And it should be our daily prayer.
这需要是我们每一天的祷告。
And you will find if you pray that daily, you will be delivered from many unnecessary temptations.
你就要发觉，如果你这样每一天的祷告的话，你就可以免受许多不需要的试探。
But that doesn't mean that because you pray that prayer, you will never be tempted.
但是这不表示说你如果每天这样祷告，你就永远不会受试探。
You still will be tempted.
你还是会受试探。
Because sometimes God allows the tempter to tempt us.
因为有的时候神允许那个以试探人的来试探我们。
In order that His life within us have a chance to manifest His glory.
叫他的生命在我们里面有一个机会来彰显他的荣耀。
You know, in the case of our Lord Jesus,
你知道在我们主耶稣的身上。
If you read Matthew chapter 4,
如果你来看马太福音第四章。
You find that after he was baptized,
你就发觉他受洗以后。
And the Holy Spirit came down upon him as a dove.
圣灵从天降如鸽子降在他的身上。
And then the Bible said he was carried up by the Holy Spirit.To the wilderness to be tempted of the tempter.
圣经就告诉我们，圣灵就带他到旷野受那试探人的试探。
And if you read Mark,
如果你看马可福音的
话， you will find that the Holy Spirit drove him. He was driven by the Holy Spirit.To the wilderness to be tempted.
你就看见是圣灵驱使他到旷野受那试恶者的试探。
And if you read Luke, you find he was led by the Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted.
你如果看路加福音，你就看见是圣灵带领他到旷野受试探。
Now why is it that the Holy Spirit carried him to the wilderness to be tempted?
为什么圣灵要带他到旷野受试探？
Oh, why he was driven by the Holy Spirit.To the wilderness to be tempted.
为什么圣灵要驱使他到旷野受试探呢？
Because the first man, when he was tempted, he failed.
因为头一个人当他受试探的时候，他就失败了。
And all mankind failed in him.
全人类都在他里面失败了。
Now Christ being the second man,
基督是第二个人。
And he too shall be tempted.
他也要受试探。
And in temptation, he was to overcome the enemy.
但是接着试探，他决要胜过仇敌。
So we find that our Lord Jesus was tempted not because of his personal self.
所以我们看见主耶稣受试探不是他个人的事。
He was tempted as the Son of Man.
他是以人子的身份来受试探。
As a representative of a new mankind.
他是新人类的代表。
He was tempted for our sake.
他是为我们受试探。
And he overcame all temptations.
他胜过一切的试探。
Not just for himself.
不是单为着他的自己。
For all of us who are in Christ Jesus.
乃是为着所有在基督里面的人。
So this is our assurance.
所以这就是我们能够得着安慰的地方。
And this is where our victory lies.
这就是我们得胜的地方。
So,I do hope that as we are sharing together on the temptation of the Lord.
所以当我们一同来看主受试探的事的时候，
we have this in mind.
我们要记住这件事。
That it is not just one historical event.
这不是历史上的一件事。
But it is an eternal victory.
这是个永久的得胜。
Now our purpose of sharing on the Lord's temptation.
我们要来分享主耶稣受试探的目的。
It's not on the details of these temptations.
不是在这些试探的细节。
But rather from these temptations, we shall see some underlying principles.
乃是从这些的试探里面，我们来看出一些的原则。
You know, in the three temptations that our Lord Jesus suffered.
你知道我们主耶稣受了三个的试探。
These three temptations.Some of all the temptations that the tempter would ever tempt mankind.
这三个的试探就代表那试探人所能用的所有的试探。
And in these three temptations, you can see there are three principles involved.
从这三个的试探里面，你就看出三个的原则。
In the first temptation, you find the principle of living.
在头一个试探，你就看出生活的原则。
In the second temptation, you find the principle of believing.
在第二个试探，你就看见相信的原则。
And in the third temptation, you find the principle of worship.
从第三个试探，你就看得出敬拜的原则。
Now these three principles.Of life.
这三个生命的原则
are very fundamental.
是非常的基本的。
And it is very important that at the very beginning of our Christian life,
在我们基督徒生命的起初，我们就这个就对我们非常的重要。
We should have these principles settled.
我们必须要立这几个的原则。
Now, if we do not have these three principles established in the beginning of our Christian life,
假如我们没有在我们基督徒生命的开始就建立这几个原则的话
Then along your Christian life you'll find you will be confronted with these things again, again and again
那你就会发觉在你基督徒的生活里面你就会一再的遭遇到这一些的事情
But you have these three things settled before God
但是假如你有这几样在主的在神的面前建立的话
Then it will establish you in Christ Jesus
那你就会在基督里被建立
and you are able to overcome the temptations
你就能够胜过试探
Now this evening we would like to share together on the first temptation
今天晚上我们一同来看头一个试探
That first temptation has something to do with the principle of living
头一个试探跟生活有关系
How do you live?
我们该怎样生活呢
By whatAre you living?
我们靠着什么生活呢
Do you live by bread alone?
我们是靠着食物而活吗
Or do you live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God?
或者我们是靠神口里所出的一切话
And I believe that this is something that we need to be settled right away.
我相信这是我们需要立刻在神面前建立的
When Adam and Eve were tempted,
当亚当和夏娃受试探的时候
you know, when the first man was tempted,
你知道头一个人受试探的时候
he was in the Garden of Eden.
他是在伊甸园里面
We know the Garden of Eden means the Garden of Pleasure.
我们知道伊甸园就是乐园
God planted a beautiful garden.
神建造了一个美丽的乐园
And in the garden it was full of fruit trees.
在这个园子里面满了果树
All kinds of fruit trees.
各样的果树
And God said to man,
神对人说
Of all the trees in the garden you may freely eat.
这些树的果子你都可以吃
And you know in the middle of the garden there was the tree of life.
在这个园子的当中有一棵生命树
And God hinted that even that tree of life you could eat.
神就暗示他们可以吃那生命树上的果子。
There was only one tree in that whole garden that God forbade man to eat.
在这个园子里面只有一棵的树是神不要人吃的。
It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那就是别善恶树的果子。
Now, brothers and sisters, here you'll find,
弟兄姊妹在这里我们就发现
God created man.
神创造了人
He gave man a desire to eat
他给人一个要吃的欲望
Now if he did not give man a desire to eat
如果他没有把吃的欲望放在人的里面
Then after man created he will be starved to death
人就会饿死了
He cannot grow
他就不会生长
So God gave him the desire to eat
所以神把吃的欲望放在他里面
And God also supplied things to fulfill that desire
神也把这个需要的满足这个吃的欲望的供应给他
Now all the fruit trees
全园子里面的树
are for his food
都是要成为他的食物
to sustain his physical life
来维持他的生命
and that his life may grow
叫他的生命能够增长
God provided abundantly for man
神丰富的供应人
and more than that
还不止这样
God planted the tree of life in the middle of the garden
神还把生命树放在园子的中间
You know whatever is in the middle it surely will attract your attention.
你知道什么在中间的就应该得着你的注意。
So he put the tree of life in the middle of the garden.
所以他把生命树放在园子的当中。
Now what is that tree of life?
那生命树是什么呢？
You know, all the trees are for our physical food.
你知道所有的树都是为着我们肉身的食物。
And this tree of life is for the food of our spirit.
但是这个生命树却是为着我们属灵的食物而设的。
If we eat the tree of life,
如果我们吃这个生命树的果
子， we will have God's divine life in us.
我们就会得着神圣的生命。
And our spiritual life will grow.
我们属灵的生命就能够增长。
So you see, God is so good.
所以你看，神是那么好。
He not only provided all the physical food,
他不但预备了我们肉身的食物，
He even gave us spiritual food.
他还把属灵的食物为我们预备。
That we may be united with God.
叫我们能够与神联合。
That is God's desire for mankind.
这就是神向人所有的欲望。
But there was one tree God forbade man to eat.
但是有一棵树神禁止人吃它的果子。
It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那就是辨善恶树的果子。
Now, what is that tree for?
这棵树是为着什么的呢？
All the trees are for our physical need.
所有的树的果子都是为着我们肉体的需要的。
The tree of life is for our spiritual need.
生命树的果子乃是为着我们属灵的需要。
Then what is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
那别善恶树的果子是为着什么呢？
Now some people say the knowledge, the tree of good and evil is a bad tree.
有些人说这棵树是一棵坏的树。
Now in itself is not bad.
这棵树的本身不是一棵坏的树。
Actually, it is the second best.
那是第二好的树。
Because that tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为那棵树叫我们能够辨善恶。
What is knowledge?
什么是知识呢？
Knowledge is the food of our soul.
知识就是我们魂的食物。
And the knowledge of good and evil is the highest knowledge.
魂的智慧就是最高的智慧。
And that is rational knowledge.
那是头脑上的知识，
理智。And you know, in Chinese philosophy, we find that 理学 that is the highest knowledge.
理学在中文在这理学是最高的智慧。
So actually, the tree is the second best.
所以你看，这棵树是第二最好的。
But the second best is the enemy of the very best.
但是第二最好的却是最好的仇敌。
Now why is it God did not allow them to eat that tree?
为什么神不允许他们吃那棵树？
Because God knew.
因为神知道。
Aside from his life.
除了他的生命以外。
Apart from his life.
在他的生命以外。
If you have the knowledge of good and evil.
如果你有辨善恶的知识。
That will bring you to death.
那只会带你到死地。
Because you know what is good but you cannot do it.
因为你知道什么是善却不能做。
You know what is evil, but you do it.
你知道什么是恶你偏要做。
And with that kind of knowledge, you are completely condemned.
你如果有这样的知识你就必须受咒诅。
So God said, now don't eat that tree.
所以神就吩咐他们不要吃那棵树的果子。
Because if you eat that tree, you will die.
如果你吃的话你就要死。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
You know, apart from God,
你知道除了神以外
If we try to develop ourselves,
如果我们要建立我们的自己的魂
or develop our soul,
如果我们要发展我们的魂的话
we are tempted to be independent of God.
我们就有一个试探要与神要从神独离
That's how Adam and Eve were tempted.
这就是亚当和夏娃所受的
Because the tempter came and said, does God really say that you cannot eat any of the tree?
那试探人的就对他们说神真的说你不能够吃这棵树吗
You know how the enemy tried to twist God's word?
你知道那个仇敌怎样把神的话来歪曲吗
God said you can eat all the trees except one.
神说你能吃园中所有的树除了一棵以外
But the tempter said, does God say you cannot eat any of these trees?
但是呢试探人的就说神说你不能够吃任何一棵树吗
He implied that God was so cruel, He will not allow you to live.
他有一个暗示，就是说神是很残忍，他不要你活。
And he kept you away from that one tree that you should eat.
他就特别的要你不要吃那一棵的树。
Because if you eat that tree, you will be like God.
因为假如你吃那棵树的话，你就会像神一样。
You do not need God anymore.
你就不再需要神了。
You can be God yourself.
你可以做神的，你可以自己做神呢。
And here you find Adam and Eve were tempted.
你看这里亚当跟夏娃就受了试探。
They began to doubt God.
他们怀疑神。
They began to doubt the goodness of God.
他们开始怀疑神的善良。
They began to doubt the word of God.
他们开始怀疑神的话。
They began to think of developing themselves apart from God.
他们就想要发展他们的自己。从神与神分开。
They thought God was unkind to them.
他们觉得神对他们不仁慈。
Keeping the best from them.
好像把最好的不给他们。
And they fell into temptation.
他们就落到试探的里
面。Their desire became lust.
他们的欲望就变成私欲。
And they ate the forbidden fruit.
他们就吃了那禁果。
And the result was they fell.
结果他们就堕落了。
They discovered that they were naked.
他们就发觉他们是赤身露体的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
here you find in the Garden of Eden.
这里你看在伊甸园里面，
man was tempted by food.
人是在食物上受试探。
You know, food is the first problem of human life.
你知道食物是人类的头一个问题。
And that very problem, when man was tempted, he failed.
头一个问题在当人在这里受试探的时候，人就失败了。
He thought that he would live by bread alone.
他是以为他能够靠着食物而活。
Instead of living by the word of God.
他不是靠神所说的话而活。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们。
Here you find after Adam fell.
这里你就看见当亚当失败以后
for all these thousands of years,
在这几千年里面
of human history,
在人类的历史
you find the biggest problem with mankind is the matter of food.
你看见人类最大的问题就是食物的问题
and man want to eat.
人要吃
man want to live.
人要活
Man want to live by himself
人要靠着自己活
Man do not want God
人不要神
He want to be independent of God
他要从神独立
And this is the way you find the people in the world live
你就看见这是世界上的人活的方向
They live for their food
他们是活着是为食物
They live for their physical being
他们活着是为着他们的肉体。
And in order to gain their what they want, they neglect even rebel against God's word.
为着得着他们所要的，他们就忽略了，甚至反抗神的话。
They are wholly occupied with physical things.
他们为着这些物质的东西都完全被占领。
What should I eat? What should I drink? How should I be dressed?
我要吃什么喝什么穿什么
And that's the whole life of mankind
这就是人的人类生活的所有全部的生活
But thank God
感谢神
Here you find the second man came to the rescue
这里你看第二个人来做拯救的工作
You know our Lord Jesus came into this world
你知道我们的主耶稣来到这个世上
He was born as a baby.
他生了成为一个婴孩。
In everything, he is like one of us.
在凡事上，他和我们都是一样。
And in his incarnation, he comes to identify himself with mankind.
他道成肉身，跟人是成为一样。
The only difference is there is no sin nature in him.
唯一的不同乃是在他里面没有罪性。
Because he was not come from Adam.
因为他不是从亚当来的。
He came from a virgin.
他是从一个童女而生。
It is the Holy Spirit overshadowed the womb of that virgin.
是圣灵覆盖这个童女的胎生出来的。
So when he was born, he was called the Holy One.
所以他生出来他就叫做呢圣者。
Now he had desires, human desires, just like we are.
他也有人的欲望，就好像我们一样。
And he has to drink mother's milk.
他也要喝他母亲的奶。
And he grew up gradually.
他慢慢的生长。
Now we have only two verses that describe the childhood of our Lord Jesus.
在圣经里面只有两句话形容我们主耶稣的童年。
They are in the Gospel according to Luke.
在路加福音的里面。
One verse said that the child grew in stature and wisdom and the grace of God was upon him.
有一句话就说主耶稣的智慧和圣量都增长，神的恩惠在他的身上。
And then later on it says the child grew in wisdom and stature and in favor of God and man.
另一处就说主耶稣的智慧和圣量增长，得着神和人的喜爱。
You know he grew up just like we are.
你知道他跟我们一样这样长大。
First he grew up in stature.
首先他的身量增长。
Then he becomes bigger and taller.
他就比较大比较高。
And then of course together with that wisdom began to increase in him.
同时他的智慧也慢慢的增长。
And the grace of God was upon him.
神的智慧在他的神的恩典在他的身上。
Then as he grew a little bit older,
当他再长大一点，
you'll find he grew in wisdom and stature.
你就发觉他的智慧和身量增长。
You know, his wisdom began to grow, and then his stature also grew.
他的智慧增长，然后他的身量也增长。
And he has the favor of God and man.
他得着神和人的喜爱。
And the only other thing we see is when he was 12 years old.
我们还能看见，另外一件能看见的就是他12岁的时候。
You know, in that time among the Jewish people, if a boy is 12 years old, he has his bar mitzvah.
按照犹太人的风俗，一个男孩到了12岁的时候，他就变了成人。
Today is 13.
今天是13岁。
He becomes a son of the law.
他就变成了一个律法之子。
And then you find him, he was in the temple.
你就发觉他在圣殿里面。
And when his parents returned home, he remained in the temple.
他的父母亲离开圣殿回到家里，但是他还是留在圣殿里面。
And when his parents came the third day to find him in the temple,
第三天他的父母来店里找他。
And the mother said, "Now, child, why do you do this to us?"
他的母亲说，你为什么这样做呢？
And our Lord Jesus said, "Must I not be occupied with my father's business?"
他就对他母亲说，岂不知我。我当以我父的事为念吗？
And yet he returned home with his parents and obeyed them.
然而他还是顺服他的父母，跟他们回家。
And the next thing we saw was he was 30 years old.
第二件，然后我们就看见他就达到30岁。
And when he was 30 years old, he came to be baptized by John.
他30岁的时候，他就来到约翰那里要受他的。
Now, of course, the baptism of John is the baptism of repentance.
我们知道约翰的洗是悔改的洗。
John called the children of Israel to repent.
约翰叫以色列的子民悔改。
If they repent, then they will be baptized.
如果他们悔改，他们就受洗。
And our Lord Jesus had nothing to repent of.
我们的主耶稣不需要悔改。
So John said, "Now, I should be baptized by you. How can I baptize you?"
所以约翰对主耶稣说，我该受你的洗，我怎么，你怎么来我这里受洗呢？
But the Lord Jesus said, "Let it be so that we may fulfill the all righteousness."
但主耶稣说，我们当这样行来，尽诸般的义。
Because it is the will of God.
因为是神的旨意。
That our Lord Jesus should be our substitute.
我们的主耶稣是我们代替。
So he took our place as a sinner.
所以他带我们站在罪人的地位。
He took our place of repentance.
他就站在我们的地位上。
And he was baptized in our stead.
他就为我们受洗。
There at his baptism, he offered himself as a sin offering.
所以在他受洗的时候，他就变将自己成为我们的赎罪祭。
He offered himself as a burnt offering to God.
他为我们成了一个燔祭。
That he will offer himself for us.
他为我们献给神。
And because of this, the heaven was open.
因这样，天就为他开了。
And the voice coming from heaven said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
有个声音从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove.
圣灵就如同鸽子降在他的身上。
You know, a dove is the offering of the poor.
你知道鸽子是穷人的献祭。
So our Lord Jesus, he offered himself as the offering of the poor.
所以我们的主耶稣把自己献上，就好像一个穷人的祭宴。
And we are the poor.
我们就是穷人。
And he offered himself.For us.
他为着我们献祭给神。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
And then he was carried into the wilderness to be tempted.
然后他就被带到旷野受试探。
The second man had to meet the tempter.
第二个人需要面对那试探人的。
He fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
他禁食四十昼夜。
You know, the two temptations are so different.
你知道这两个试探是那样的不同。
When Adam was tempted, he was in the Garden of Eden.
当亚当受试探的时候，他是在伊甸园里面。
When our Lord Jesus was tempted, he was in the wilderness.
当主耶稣受试探的时候，他是在旷野。
When Adam was tempted, God had provided all the food that he needed for him.
当亚当受试探的时候，神已经为他预备所有的食物。
And when our Lord Jesus was tempted, he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
当我们主耶稣受试探的时候，他已经禁食四十昼夜。
And after 40 days and 40 nights was fulfilled, he felt hungry.
经过了四十昼夜，他就觉得饿了。
And the tempter came.
那试探人的就进前来。
And tempted with food.
他就用食物来试探主。
And the tempter said, Now if you are son of God,
那试探人的就对他说，假如你是神的儿子，
You need to eat.
你需要吃。
Now in the wilderness there was no food.
你知道在旷野没有食物。
But you are the son of God.
但是你是神的儿子。
You have the power to change.Turn the stones into bread.
你有能力可以把这些石头变成食物。
To fulfill your hunger.
来满足你的饥饿。
That sounds very legitimate.
这听起来很有道理。
And our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
我们的主耶稣是神的儿子。
He does have the power to turn stones into bread.
他实在有能力可以把石头变成食物。
The tempter tried to tempt him.
那试探人的要来试探他。
But our Lord Jesus,
但是我们的主耶稣，
He stood as a man.
他站在人的地位。
And the tempter wanted to tempt him to move away from his place as the Son of Man.
那试探人的要把他从人子的地位挪开。
You are God.
你是神。
You can supply yourself with food.
你可以用食物满足你的自己。
But if our Lord should be tempted,
但是主我们的主耶稣假如要受试探，
and he moved away from being the Son of Man to take the place of the Son of God,
假如他从人子的地位变成神子的地位，
of course there's nothing wrong with him to turn the stones into bread.
实在他把食物石头变成食物是没有错的。
But if he should do that,
但是假如他这样做的话，
then we are all finished.
我们就完了。
Because he cannot be our substitute.
因为这样他就不能够成为我们的代替。
He can only be our substitute as the Son of Man.
他只能他如果要做代替我们的话，他就要成为人子。
He can only save us as man.
他要在人子的地位上来拯救。
Then he can take our place.
他然后他就能够代替我们。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Our Lord Jesus came into this world to be a man.
我们的主耶稣来这个世界成为人。
He refused to do anything on his own.
他拒绝凭自己做事。
So he quoted Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
所以他就说出申命记第八章
verse 3.
第三节。
He said, Man shall not live by bread alone.
那他说人活着不是单靠食物，
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now if you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 8,
你如果看申命记第八章的话，
You find the background there.
你就发觉那个的背景。
After God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt,
当神把以色列子民从埃及拯救出来以后，
He brought them through the wilderness.
他把他们带到旷野。
And he commanded them to keep His commandments.
他就吩咐他们要守他的诫命。
And to keep his covenant with them.
要守他们，要他们要守他们的约。
And God spoke to them.
神跟他们说话。
God gave them word.
神把话给他们。
And then God said, "I'll keep my commandments."
神就说你们要遵守我的诫命。
I'll keep my covenant with you.
你们要守我的约。
But God tested them.
但是神就试他们。
God led them through the wilderness.
神带他们到旷野。
In the wilderness, there was no food.
在旷野没有食物。
They got hungry.
他们就饿了。
And when they got hungry,
他们饿的时候
God rained manna to them.
神就把玛拿降下给他们。
To show them that man did not live by bread alone.
让他们看见人活着不是单靠食物
but that by every word that comes from the mouth of God
乃是靠神口里所出的意
思 in other words
换句话说
these redeemed people
这些被赎的人
they do not live by bread alone
他们不是单靠食物而活
of course they need bread
当然他们需要食物
but God is able to supply them with bread
神可以供应他们食物
if they obey God
如果他们听神话
so actually they live by the word of God
所以他们实在是靠着神的他们 生活所有所该有的原则
but unfortunately we find how the children of Israel rebel against God
但是很不幸的我们就看见以色列的子民怎样反抗神
but our Lord Jesus
但是我们的主耶稣
you know he was hungry
他实在是饿了。
Adam wasn't hungry at all.
亚当并不饿。
But Christ was hungry.
但是基督是饿了。
And when he was tempted,
当他受试探的时候
he would rather starve.
他宁愿饿死。
He will not rebel against God's word.
他也不抗拒神的话。
If God does not say,
如果神不说话
turn the stones.Into bread.
如果神不说把石头变成食物
He would rather starve than to do that.
他宁愿挨饿也不愿意把食物变
In other words,
把石头变成食物换句话说
There is no lust in him.
在他的里面没有私欲
His desire is under God's complete control.
他的情欲乃是受神完全的控制
He does not live for himself.
他不是为自己而活
He lives for God.
他为神而活
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
That is how our Lord Jesus overcame the tempter.
这就是我们的主耶稣怎样胜过那试探者
You know, that word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
你知道这句话人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话
the word there in Matthew chapter 4
你知道在马太福音第四章这个字、
这个话 the word there is rhema not logos
这个话的原文是 rhema 不是 logos
and we know thatGod has spoken.
我们知道神已经说话。
And what he has spoken are recorded in this Bible.
他所说的话就记载在圣经的里面。
But what God has spoken is logos.
但是神所说的话是 logos.
The truth.
是真理。
But logos has to become rhema.
但是 Logos 需要变成 Rhema
Then that word is living to us
然后这个话就变成活的话
You know, God has spoken
你知道神已经说话了
And he has to speak again on what he has spoken to us
但是他要说他已经在我们里面说他已经说过的话
And that is Rhema
那就是 Rhema
You know, when you read the Bible,
你知道当你读圣
经的时候 you find all the word of God there,
你就发觉神的话。
And yet somehow you find, even though these are God's word,
但是虽然这是神的话。
And yet it does not seem to work in your life.
然而好像在你的生活里面没有功效。
There are letters.
他们只不过是字句。
And letter kills.
字句是叫人死。
But one day when you read the Bible,
但是有一天当你读圣经的时候
，and suddenly the Holy Spirit illumined that word.
突然间圣灵光照你
，and quickened that word to your life.
叫这个话在你里面活出来。
And immediately that word become rhema.
立刻的那个话就变成 rhema。
God has spoken to you.
神向你说话
It's a personal word.
这是一个个人的说话
It is not different from the word that he has spoken already.
不是跟他所说的话没有不同
It is not a different word.
不是不同的话
It is the same word.
是同一的话
But it becomes living and operative.
但是在你里面这个就变成活的是有功效的
So here the quotation is Man shall not live by bread alone.
所以这里是说人活着不是单靠食物
But by the living word that comes from the mouth of God speaking to you personally
乃是靠着神活的话在你里面向你说
Now when you have that kind of God's word
当你得着这样的话的时候
That is the principle of living
这就是你生活该有的原
因 That's how a Christian must live
这就是我们基督徒该有的生活
We Christians do not live by bread alone
基督徒不是单靠食物而活
It doesn't mean that we do not need bread
那不是说我们不需要食物
We need bread
我们需要食物
But not alone
不是但是不是单靠食物
Not first of all
不是最先的
That is not the priority
那不是最主要的
Our priority of life is to know the word of God
我们生活最主要的乃是需要知道神的话
We need God to speak to us personally
我们需要神向我们个人说话
As we read the Bible
当我们读神的话
We need to ask the Holy Spirit to open the Bible to us
我们需要祷告叫圣灵叫这些话叫向我们打开
As we pray
当我们祷告的时候
We need God to speak to us
我们需要神向我们说话
And we need the living word of God
我们需要神活的话
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Now how can we have God's living word
我们怎么能够有神活的话呢
Unless we commune with him
我们就必须与他相交
And so we sing that chorus commune
所以我们就唱那首诗歌与我相交
Daily we must be in touch with God.
我们每一天必须与神有接触。
We must commune with God.
我们必须与神相交。
In our spirit, we commune with God the Spirit.
在灵里，我们与神相交。
As we commune with Him,
当我们与他相交的时候
，then His word will come to us.
他的话就临到我们。
He will speak to us.
他就向我们说话。
He will speak to us by this word.
他就藉着圣经向我们说话。
But it becomes living in us.
但是这些话在我们里面就成为活的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，this is the way that we live.
这就是我们生活的方法。
We do not live by bread alone.
我们不是单靠食物而活。
But by every word that comes fresh from God to us.
乃是靠着神新鲜的话语向我们说。
Then you find our whole Christian life is a living life, a living thing.
你就发觉我们基督徒的生活是一个活的经验。
And we will find that we'll have strength and wisdom.In us.
你就发觉我们有力量有智慧在我们里面
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
Is it true with us today?
这是不是对我们是真的呢
I think we need to examine ourselves
我们需要查验我们的自己
Christ He has overcome
基督已经得胜了
He lives by the living word of God
他活着是靠神活的话
and not by bread alone.
而不是单靠食物
Now brothers and sisters, how do we live today?
弟兄姊妹们今天我们怎么样活呢
We are in Christ.
我们是在基督里
And the principle of life that Christ lives should be our principle of living.
主耶稣生活的原则需要成为我们生活的原则
Then our whole Christian life will be different.
那我们整个基督徒的生活就要被改变
But unfortunately we find today.
但是很不幸的我们今天所发觉的
Even though we are saved by Christ, 虽然我们是靠着恩典得救, even though we have the life of Christ within us, 虽然我们有基督的生命在我们里面, and yet we find ourselves living far away from God.
然而我们却发现我们离我们生活离神很远,
we are not in close touch.
我们不是与神有亲密的有亲密的接触。
In a sense, we find ourselves live by bread alone.
我们就发现我们乃是单靠食物而活。
Our whole being is occupied with making a living.
我们的全人就为着生活完全被占有。
We are worried about what to eat, what to drink, and what to be clothed with.
我们就为着要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么而忧虑。
And that occupied our whole being.
这就占有我们的全人。
Well, we said we have to live.
我们说我们需要生活。
We have to make a living.
我们需要生活。
Now, sure, we need to.
当然我们需要生活。
But you remember our Lord Jesus said.
但是你记得我们主耶稣所说的
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
你们要 先寻神的国和他的义
And all these things shall be added unto you.
然后这些事都要加给你们
Do not worry about what you eat and what you drink.
不要为着你要吃什么喝什么而忧虑
Your heavenly Father knows.
你的天父都知道
Look how he takes care of these birds.
你看他怎样照顾这些的鸟
How he look after the lilies of the valley.
你看谷里的百合花他怎样照顾他
And how much more precious you are to him.
你们在神的眼中比这些 多宝贵
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
你们要先求神的国和他的义
Then all these things shall be added unto you.
然后这些事都要加给你们
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
How often we make all these things as the purpose of our living.
很多时候我们把这些的事情当作我们活着的目的
We make these the priority of life.
我们把这些事变成我们生活首要的
And these things occupy our whole being that we have no time for God nor thought for him.
这些事就霸占我们的全人叫我们没有时间没有心思留给神
And no wonder our Christian life is so weak.
难怪我们基督徒的生命就这样的软弱。
Our testimony is so weak.
我们的见证是那样的软弱。
Just like in Luke, it says.
就好像路加福音所说的。
When the Lord shall come.
当主耶稣要来的时候。
There will be believers.
也有那里也会有信徒。
Who are enticed by eating and drinking and the cares of this life.
他们就为着他们吃的喝的。今世的事所占有。
They are so entangled with these things that the Lord's coming will be suddenly come upon them as a snare.
所以主的再来 他就对他们好像一个网罗一样他们因为他们都被这些事缠累。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
in the first temptation,
在头一个试探
you see the principle of living.
你看见生活的原则。
We live by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
我们活着是靠神口里所出的一切话。
This is the principle of our living.
这是我们生活的原则。
This is a priority.
这是我们生活所首要的。
And if we have this set,
如果我们有这个设立了
then you'll find God would add.All these things to us.
你就会发觉神会把其他的加给我们。
But never try to reverse the order.
不要把那个次序弄倒转。
Making bread to live on bread alone as the first thing.
而把靠食物而活变成首要的。
Should we do?
假如我们这样做的话。
We are no different.Than the people of the world.
我们跟世人就没有分别。
We are in Christ, not in Adam.
我们是在基督里，不是在亚当里。
So we should not live as Adam, but we shall live as Christ.
所以我们不要效法亚当而活，我们需要效法基督而活。
You know, in the Bible,
你知道在圣经里面
We have lots of illustrations.
有很多的有很多的说明。
For instance, in the Old Testament, you find Esau.
在旧约里面，你看见以扫。
Esau being the firstborn.
以扫是首生的。
He should have the right and the blessing of the firstborn.
他有首生的福分和祝福。
And yet, because of the bowl of lentil soup.
但是为着一碗的红豆汤
he sold his birthright.
他把他长子的名分都卖掉
and he lost his blessing.
他就失去他的福分
and they will also remember Lot.
你又记得罗德
Lot and Abraham came out of Ur of Idea.
罗德
Chaldea.
罗德和亚伯兰从加勒底的乌尔出来
and yet you find Lot.
你就发觉罗德
he loved the world.
他贪爱世界。
He saw Sodom and Gomorrah at the time was like the Garden of Eden.
他看见索多玛和俄摩拉就好像伊甸园一样。
So he moved into Sodom.
他就搬到索多玛。
And you know the story.
你就知道那个故事。
When God destroyed Sodom,
Lot
was barely saved.
当神毁灭索多玛的时候，罗德是紧紧的。得救。
And you know, New Testament, you find instance too.
在新约里，你也能够找出这样的例子。
You find when Paul wrote Second Timothy.
你就看见保罗写哥林多后书的时候。
Paul was going to be martyred.
保罗快要殉道。
It was such a critical moment.
那是最重要的时。
And one of his fellow workers, Demas.
但是迪马他一个同工。
He loved the world.
他贪爱世界。
And he went to Thessalonica.
他就离开到了帖撒罗尼迦。
What a failure.
是那样的一个失败。
But on the other hand.
但是另外一面。
You find examples of people.
你也能够找到一些例子。
Who live by the word of God.
这些人是靠着神的话而活的。
Abraham.
亚伯兰。
How he followed God.
他怎样的跟随神。
And God make him the father of faith.
神叫他成为信心之父。
You remember Moses?
你看摩西。
Because he saw Christ.
他看见基督。
In his spirit.
在灵里。
He would rather despise all the riches of Egypt.
他轻看埃及所有的富贵。
And suffer the reproach of Christ with God's people.
他宁可与基督的子民与神的子民一同受苦
and how God used him to deliver the children of Israel
神怎样用他来拯救以色列的子民
and in the New Testament you remember Paul
新约里你看见保罗
how Paul when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus
当保罗在大马色的路上遇见主的时候
he devoted his whole life to the Lord
他把他的生命都奉献给主
and even today
就是今天
We are being blessed by God through our brother Paul
我们还是接着我们的保罗弟兄蒙福
God has made him a blessing to us today
神叫他成为我们的祝福
What a difference
何等的一个分别
So dear brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
Let us settle this matter now
让我们现在就解决这件事
What is the principle of our living?
我们生活的原则该是什么呢?
When we are tempted in that area,
当我们在这个范围受试探的时候,
how are we going to face this temptation?
我们怎样面对这个试探呢?
Are we to fall into temptation?
我们是不是落到试探里面呢?
As if we live by bread alone,
就好像是我们单靠食物而活。
And then forsake our spiritual future.
就放弃我们属灵的前途呢?
Or do we see that we live by every word that comes out of God?
或是我们乃是靠着神口里所出的一切话而活呢?
And you will find that God will supply your every need.
这样你就会看见神会供应你一切的需要。
Then you will find in eternity.
你就会发现在永远里面。
There will be that fruit there.
有那个果实。
So, brothers and sisters, do not live just just for the present.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要为着目前而活。
We shall live for eternity.
我们乃是为着永远而活。
Do not live for ourselves.
我们不要为自己活。
We shall live for God.
我们需要为神而活。
Do not live for the present.
不要为着目前而活。
But live for the future.
乃是为着将来而活。
And thank God.
感谢神。
Because Christ has overcome.
因为基督已经得胜。
So we too.Can overcome.
我们也能得胜。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, how we do praise and thank Thee that even though our forefather Adam, when he was tempted, he failed. And yet we thank Thee, Lord, that Thou hast come into this world to be the second man. How Thou hast denied Thyself.And live by every word that comes from the mouth of thy Father. And thou hast overcome. Not just for thyself, but for us. Oh, how we praise and thank thee that thy life is in us. We ask thee, Lord, by thy Holy Spirit, thou will open our understanding. Then when we are tempted, we will not fall like Adam, but we will overcome because of thee.Lord, we do pray that truly, in these last days, we may not live for ourselves, but we live for Thee. We do not live by ourselves, but we live by Thy life in us. Lord, we pray that we may truly make Thee our priority of life. And we do know that Thou art our faithful God and Father, that will add all these things to us.
Amen.
We ask Thee, Lord, to deliver us.From being holy, occupied by this world, we pray that we may be occupied with the Father's business.
Amen.
And to Thee we be the glory.
Amen.
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.